everyone, this is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and A Broken Hearts GPS, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. Today we wanted to share for a few moments on the subject of anger. You know, anger in and of itself is not bad, right? It's a natural, normal emotion. And the Bible does give us a lot of insight on anger and how to make it work for us, how to use anger as a change agent. And we can look to the Gospels and use Jesus as our model. In Matthew chapter 21, starting at verse 12, we see Jesus angry. We see him going unhappy with the state of the temple. And it reads, and I'm reading from the Amplified, and Jesus entered the temple grounds and drove out with force all who were buying and selling birds and animals for sacrifice in the temple area. And he turned over the tables of the money changers who made a profit exchanging foreign money for temple coinage, and the chairs of those who were selling doves for sacrifice. Jesus said to them, "It is written in Scripture, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a robber's den." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple area, and he healed them. And so here we see an account of Jesus angry with the temple being turned into a mall of sorts, buying and selling, people using the temple money in exchange for the foreign money. And this made Jesus angry. And he says, you know, my house is to be a house of prayer. And once he cleansed the temple, once he used that anger to get the people out of the temple, healings began to take place. And so we use Jesus as our model to see that anger does serve a purpose and it does have a place. We should be angry when we see injustice, as Jesus saw in the temple, when people were being hindered from receiving prayer and healing, as referenced in Matthew chapter 21. So when we see social injustice, when we see abuse and mistreatment, it should trigger anger in us. However, what we do with our anger is key. And so I wanted to also look at, very briefly, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. And it reads, "Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." And so here we're seeing in Scripture, be angry. And angry in the Greek is argizo, and it means wrath, having a strong feeling of or showing annoyance, displeasure, as we saw with Jesus in the account in Matthew chapter 21. So the Word of God says, be angry, but there's a caveat there, and sin not. And sin here is the Greek word hamartano. Hamartano. And I posted on our Broken Hearts GPS website these Greek definitions that are taken from the Strong's Exhaustive Biblical Concordance. So please, you know, check that out. But in this sense, sin means to miss the mark. It means to wander from the law of God. It's to go wrong, to wander from the path of righteousness, of uprightness, and honor. And so we're cautioned in Ephesians 4 to be angry, but to not miss the mark, to not wander from God's law, to not wander from the path of righteousness and honor, uprightness and honor. Why? Because when we do that, there is a tendency to allow the anger to fester. And the word says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. See, just that quickly, anger can morph into wrath. And then when that happens, the word of God tells us that there is an opportunity for the devil to gain a foothold. Excuse me. When our anger, when the sun goes down on our anger and it has become wrath, we give the enemy, Satan, the devil, and the Greek, it's diabolos, we give him legal access. We give him permission to wreak havoc in our lives. We give him permission to oppose the peace of God, the love of God, the truths of God in our heart and bring conflict into our lives. And that is just what the enemy wants. He wants us at odds with one another. He wants us angry. He wants us walking in perpetual anger to the point that it has festered now, and now we're in wrath, or we're harboring offenses and bitterness and unforgiveness because we have given the enemy permission to allow his devices to take root in our hearts. We have given up our right to peace, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, and we have forfeited that peace, and we have given wrath power over our lives. We have allowed wrath to be at the wheel. And so when we use anger in an appropriate, healthy way, we deny the enemy access to allow bitterness and offenses and wrath to take root in our hearts. And so how do we do this? How do we become reflective with our anger rather than reactive? Well, it's a discipline. It's a spiritual discipline. We have to willfully, deliberately practice the truths of God, the principles of God in our lives day to day. For many of us, it's hour by hour. It's minute by minute. All you have to do is be in your car, right? And someone cut you off, or someone not allow you to merge and you miss your turn, right? And I'm sorry, a moment of transparency. That makes me angry, right? But that doesn't give me license to then tailgate the person or to make obscene gestures with my hands, right? And so we see road rage. There are so many opportunities for us to be angry at any given time on any given day. And so when we apply this principle to be angry but sin not, we will begin to experience the peace of God. We'll begin to see change in our environments, in our relationships, in our circumstances. When we practice, when we put into play God's rules, when we work from His playbook, we are guaranteed success. And isn't that what we all want? We want to lead peaceful, joyful, prosperous lives. And when we are operating from a place of wrath, when we're bitter, when we're offended, we don't experience that because we have given the enemy a foothold. And so I would encourage you today, if you are struggling with this whole area of anger, take a step back. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the triggers in your life. What is going to set you off? We all have triggers. And when we give the Holy Spirit permission to shine the flashlight in our heart, our motives, our thinking, when we give him permission to do that, he'll begin to reveal things to us. When we go to God in prayer, when we meditate on the scriptures, that brings calmness and stability to our soul. We need the presence of God to help us navigate life when it's tricky, when there's controversial things going on, when we want to react rather than reflect, and it does not come naturally. That's why we need the Lord. And so I would just like to pray for you today, and I pray that you would receive the truths of the scripture, that you would allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart and to bring to light those areas that might be hot spots for you, trigger spots, and allow him to bring peace, to bring resolution. Amen. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for those today who may be struggling with anger and allowing the day to end when they're feeling angry. God, we pray that this truth of your scripture in Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, that the people of God would be angry and sin not. God, we pray that they would not let the sun go down on their wrath. Father, we pray that they would not allow the enemy to have a place in their heart. We pray that the people of God would rise up in strength and power and authority in Jesus' name, that they would not give the enemy license to bring torment, to bring conflict. We decree and declare liberty in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the power of God working in us and through us, bringing you glory and bringing you honor in our relationships, in our homes, in our families, in our workplaces, in our communities. God, our communities need your peace. And so, Father, we pray that even in the injustices that we see in our communities, Father, that we would be angry and sin not. Father, we thank you even now that you are bringing solutions. God, you're downloading solutions that we can take into our communities and be change agents. As you have called us ambassadors of the kingdom of God, you have equipped us to bring change. And so we just decree that in Jesus' name. Amen. And we thank you. Do you receive that prayer? I pray that you do. And for somebody out there, I believe it's a few people out there, but the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart now. God is downloading solutions for you to take into the community to bring about change. This is the time for the body of Christ to arise. We are ambassadors. We are the kingdom of God. We are sent here to bring change to our environment. And so I just believe that there are some of you out here listening now that the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart, and he's given you something special. And I just pray that you would send the testimony, send the praise report. Somebody's going to be speaking to a council member. Somebody's going to be speaking to the PTA at your child's school. Somebody has a creative idea to take to the Boy Scout Club, the Girl Scout Club that your son or daughter is involved in. Somebody has something to take to the police department, to the mayor of your town, and it is going to be used in this time, in the times that we are living in. It's going to be used to bring about change, and I'm just excited. So please reach out to me. I'd love to hear the praise report. God bless you. Reach us at Lori, L-A-U-R-I, at abrokenheartsgps.org. Call us 1-866-460-8976. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Google+. We're everywhere you are. And so reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, we are finding our way using God's GPS. We're on the road to abundant, joyful living. That's Zoe life that comes when we follow the master's plan. God bless you. We'll see you next time.